From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Kyle Norris. Missouri transportation officials say hundreds of bridges across the state need repairs or replacing, but the state agency that oversees bridges doesn't have the money for the work. The Missouri Department of Transportation says it's still paying off debt from previous bridge work, and new funding sources are needed to make the necessary repairs and replacements. In the meantime, some bridges around Missouri have to be closed rather than risk carrying traffic. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that three bridges have been shut down indefinitely since last year, and 641 of the department's approximately 10,400 bridges are in critical condition. MoDOT estimates it would cost about $820 million to repair or replace the 641 critical condition bridges. A 64-year-old man has drowned in the Merrimack River in Franklin County while attempting to get help for his injured wife. Danny G. Maddox of Barnhart was pronounced dead at 2:40 p.m. Monday at Merrimack State Park. According to the Missouri Water Patrol, Maddox and his wife were canoeing on the river when they floated onto a gravel bar. Authorities say Maddox's wife, who has not been identified, got out of the canoe, fell, and severely injured her leg. According to officials, Maddox went downstream to look for help, but went underwater when he tried to cross the river. Patrol said Maddox never resurfaced. The director of Lambert St. Louis International Airport is pledging to rein in a program that has given free parking to everyone from mayors to senators, lobbyists, and even the spouses of former elected officials. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the little-known courtesy free parking cards have been given out for decades. The newspaper says documents it obtained through open records laws show that the free parking access was given to Democrats and Republicans. A total of about 150 cardholders get long-term parking at some of the airport's best locations and avoid the hourly fees that can run up to $23 a day. The airport's director, Rhonda Ham-Niebrugge, has told cardholders the cards will be deactivated October 1st. A Springfield man has died after falling from a highway bridge in south central Missouri. The Rolla Daily News reports that 63-year-old Jonathan Ray Conrad died after falling off an Interstate 44 bridge in western Phelps County near Jerome. Highway Patrol spokesperson Sergeant Cody Fulkerson says it appears Conrad fell Saturday night when he was trying to cross the interstate for assistance with a stalled vehicle. He fell about 90 feet. Fulkerson says it appears Conrad thought he was crossing a median to seek help, but instead fell in between two interstate bridges. He says the area has no lights and there are no shoulders along the bridge. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News.